Otto of the Silver Hand by Howard Pyle. Foreword. Between the faraway past history of the world and that which lies near to us, in the time when the wisdom of the ancient times was dead and had passed away, and our own days of light had not yet come, there lay a great black gulf in human history, a gulf of ignorance, of superstition, of cruelty, and of wickedness. That time we call the Dark or Middle Ages. Few records remain to us of that dreadful period in our world's history, and we only know of it through broken and disjointed fragments that have been handed down to us through the generations. Yet, though the world's life then was so wicked and black, there yet remained a few good men and women here and there, mostly in peaceful and quiet monasteries, far from the thunder and the glare of the world's bloody battle, who knew the right and the truth, and lived according to what they knew, who preserved and tenderly cared for the truths that the dear Christ taught and lived and died for in Palestine so long ago. This tale that I am about to tell is of a little boy who lived and suffered in those dark Middle Ages, of how he saw both the good and the bad of men, and of how, by gentleness and love, and not by strife and hatred, he came at last to stand above other men, and to be looked up to by all. And should you follow the story to the end, I hope you may find it a pleasure, as I have done, to ramble through those dark ancient castles, to lie with little Otto and Brother John in the high belfry tower, or to sit with them in the peaceful quiet of the sunny old monastery garden. For, of all the story, I love best those early peaceful years that little Otto spent in the dear old White Cross on the hill. Poor little Otto's life was a stony and a thorny path.